And welcome to Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show, proudly brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Childcare in partnership with UNICEF. As always, on Saturdays at 10 a.m., we go through quite a number of issues relating to health and nutrition, and today is no different. But we value your feedback. Please send the word radio to the Ministry of Health and Childcare chatbot, either through SMS to the number 2019. That number again, 2019. Free for Econet subscribers, or WhatsApp radio to the number 0714-734-593, and answer some questions. Please do this. We value your feedback. And today, again, Onanda, as I said, is no different. We are talking about young people. Young people, are you young? Obviously, younger than Humbama Kombe Tende Nyakupfuya. I want to see you on WhatsApp, 0719-100-404. Raise your hand if you are young. What do you understand about iron and nutrition? We are talking about iron and nutrition. So the numbers to call, 0719-100-404 or 0772-269-229 or 0732-837-837. Call us on that on those numbers, or 0742-495-112. Let's have a conversation this morning. If you are young, or if you are old but you understand something about iron and nutrition in your body, join us also live on Facebook at Capitalk 100.4 FM, and we'll have this conversation together. As I said, we value your feedback, so be part of this conversation. I'm joined on the line now by Tafadzwa Jawari, a nutritionist with the Ministry of Health and Childcare. Tafadzwa, good morning and welcome to Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show.
Good morning, Conrad. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Tafadzwa. It's kind of chilly today.
Yes, it is. It's cool, it's chilly, and it's breezy.
Is that your kind of weather?
Yes.
We come from different worlds. I really don't like winter. I wish I could remove winter from my calendar, from my seasons, you know.
I would have winter all year round. I love winter that much.
People are very different. We also expect to have Webster Makombe, Nutrition Youth Advocate, to join us later on into this conversation. And Tafadzwa, it's great to have you back again on this show. And today we are talking about iron, the nutrient. What is iron, and why should young people know about iron?
Okay, iron is a micronutrient. By micronutrient, we mean that it is required by the body in smaller amounts compared to what we call macronutrients. And when we talk of macronutrients, we're talking about your carbohydrates and your proteins. But then, regardless of the fact that it's required in smaller amounts, it still plays a very essential role in keeping the body healthy and functioning optimally. So some of the functions of iron in the body include it being a very important component of the red blood cells. And it gives the red blood cells their capacity to carry oxygen and transport it to our lungs, our tissues, and our cells. And also, iron is essential for a protein that allows muscles to take up oxygen during our body movements. And then also, oxygen is supplied into the muscles by an iron-containing protein, which binds oxygen for use. And then also, iron plays a role in our immune response, our cognitive development, and temperature regulation. And it's also important for overall work performance, especially school performance when you're talking about the adolescent. So you'll find that adolescent is a phase that is marked by remarkable physical growth. So adolescents' requirement for nutrients are at their highest, and iron is also included. And this is also especially true for the ladies, because there's the issue of onset of menstruation. So it means that there is actually an additional requirement of iron for girls to compensate for the menstrual blood loss.
Tafadzwa, when you say cognitive development, what is that?
Okay. We are simply talking about the development of your tissues, your muscles, your body parts, everything that is happening within you, your movement and all those things, the brains, we can just say the functional part of your body, the development of all those functions.
Thank you very much. I'm in class today. join us in this conversation, 0719-100-404. Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show, right here on Capitalk 100.4 FM. And I'm talking to Tafazwa Jawari, who is a nutritionist with the Minister of Health and Child Care. Send us your contributions on 0719-100-404. I can see some of you still logged on to Capitalk 100.4 FM. Join us also on Facebook Live at Capitalk 100.4 FM. What do you understand about iron? What do you understand about nutrients in your body? We are talking to Tafazwa by now, right now. So, Tafazwa, how does lack of iron in the body negatively affect the health and well-being of young people?
Okay, since we said iron is essential for the supplying of oxygen to the body tissues, a deficiency in it will mean that there is lesser oxygen circulating around your body. And this can lead to tiredness, it can lead to shortness of breath, you can even experience fainting spells. And a person can also lose ability to concentrate, which can affect their school performance in the young people. And since iron also plays a role in normal development of the immune system and resistance to infections, it means when you have iron deficiency, your immune system is weakened. And it can also affect the skin and wound healing. Like, for example, if you have a wound, if it was supposed to heal within maybe 3 days, it can take now a week or two. It now takes longer because the immune system has been weakened.
It has been weakened.
And then also, this condition of iron deficiency is known as anemia.